Welcome to the Burmah's Southern White Rhinoceros viewing platform at Monarto Safari Park. There are two habitat areas adjacent to each other that the male and female white rhinoceros enjoy, with a viewing platform for each habitat. The viewing platform here is 2 meters above the ground, and the covering roof extends like a wide veranda into the rhino habitat in front of us. The second platform is a short walk away and is at ground level. Often female white rhinos will be kept in one habitat together and a male white rhino next door, as male rhinos are solitary animals. They swap between the areas regularly for a change of habitat. Both of the rhino spaces have patches of shrubby trees which are fenced off, and the ground is soft, dusty earth, with a big central patch of thick, wet mud, their mud wallow. Rhinos love to cover themselves in mud, as it helps keep them cool and stops insects bothering them. Scattered around the enclosures are old tree trunks to rub their horns against, a blue plastic barrel for play, it has lots of dents in it, and an open-sided shelter for shade. These white rhinos are very large. Females range from 1,600 kilos to 2,000 kilos, and males from 1,900 kilos to 2,300 kilos. The big barrel-shaped body has a 3-meter circumference around the middle, with heavy thighs, thick stumpy legs, and round fat feet that splay out to carry their weight. Their shoulders are 2 to 2.8 meters high, with a big hump of muscle on the top that helps lift their huge head. Their skin is thick, leathery looking, and very tough. It forms thick folds around their middle and looks like ribs, but it's actually the folds of skin. Their favorite pastime of mud wallowing makes them the color of the earth. The male and female white rhinoceros look very similar, with the male being a bit bigger. Their huge head is designed for grazing close to the ground, as their diet is basically grass. Rhinos have acute senses of smell and hearing, much better than their eyesight. On the huge head are a pair of large oval-shaped ears with a pointy tufty tip, 2 small black eyes, a flat, wide mouth surrounded by wrinkles, large nostrils, and of course 2 horns, one above the other, in the centre of their snout. These distinctive horns grow from a thick base to a pointed cone shape. The smaller horn is upper near the eyes, while the big horn at the front is just above the nose. This big front horn curves backwards and may be from 50 centimetres to 1.5 meters long. The smaller back horn may be 15 to 50 centimeters. At the other end of the rhinoceros is their tiny 50 centimeter tail with its scraggly tuft of hair. The rhinos living in this area come to stand under the shelter where their hay is laid out, so we are often very close to them. You might hear them munching on their hay and their feet scuffing the hay around to get the next mouthful ready. They also make chomping sounds and snorts and snuffles, and occasionally a big clong sound if a horn accidentally hits the metal veranda pole. Rhino are monogastric, with a digestive system that's very similar to horses. For this reason, the bulk of their diet here consists of baled up pasture hay. The rhinos spend about half of their waking hours eating and the rest of the time lying down resting or perhaps wallowing in mud. They also like to lie under the shade of this shelter in hot weather. They step quietly but heavily as they move around. You may hear the magpies and wood pigeons who love the surrounding trees though. There is often confusion between white and black rhinos. The white rhino, also known as the wide-lipped rhino, is larger, with a wide, flat mouth for grazing and a big, heavy head designed to be down close to the ground, plus, of course, the big bump of muscle on the top of the head shoulders to lift that heavy head. Black rhinos have much smaller head and shoulders. One of the biggest threats to the wild population is poaching. rhinos are killed just for the horn, which can command a high value on international black markets, and the incidence of poaching has escalated hugely over the last 10 years. This illegal trade is for alleged medicinal purposes, but rhino horns provide no proven medical benefit, as the horn is made up of a protein called keratin, which is what makes up skin, fingernails, hair, and hooves. This alleged cure for a whole range of medical ailments has resulted in the needless death of thousands of rhinos. Do you love rhinos? Book a ticket for our rhinoceros animal experience and help ensure rhinos stay a stampede ahead of extinction.